Moncrief on News Talk.
If you're a runner and would like to improve your times, there's all sorts of things you can do to bring that about. But what you might not have considered are the benefits of a good hot bath. A study at Cardiff Metropolitan University discovered these benefits. We're joined from there by Elliot Jenkins. Good afternoon, Elliot.
Hi, how are you going? Thanks for having me on.
Did you suspect, I assume you carried out this study because you suspected that there was something in a hot bath?
Yeah, so kind of the background to our research kind of starts from looking at altitude training, and you can get these benefits to your blood and to your performance by going to altitude. But we know from previous research that heat also affects your blood. So we wondered whether you could, if you did it over a long enough time frame, could you get some similar benefits?
And so how many runners did you study and how hot were their baths?
So we recruited 10 well-trained runners and they sat in a 40-degree hot bath 5 days a week for 5 weeks.
And how long was the duration of each bath?
So each bath was a 40-degree temperature and they sat in there for 45 minutes.
Wow. And so what did you find physiologically? How did that improve them?
Yeah, so what we found was that our runners significantly increased their red blood cell volume. So that's the kind of oxygen carrying cells in their bloodstream. We also observed an increase in the size of the heart's main pumping chamber, the left ventricle. So they were allowed to eject more blood with every beat. And those things together increase their VO2 max or their maximal aerobic capacity.
And did that translate into actual results when they were running?
So I guess the one caveat of our study is we didn't go on to measure any marker of performance. The exercise performance test that we did run, as that being a VO2 max test, the performance effect I guess we saw was an increase in treadmill speed at that top end. So they were able to run faster and utilize more oxygen at that top speed.
And do you know why this heat produces this effect in people?
Yeah, so what we think is going on is when you get hot, you initially contract your plasma, which is the watery component of your blood. But over time, given enough heat sessions, that plasma or that watery part of your blood increases. So you dilute the concentration of red blood cells in your blood. And your body senses this and thinks, okay, we've got to increase that amount of red blood cells. So given enough time, it gets you back to kind of an optimal concentration of that red blood cell to plasma volume or that watery part of your blood ratio.
Yeah. And were you able to measure like how in percentage terms, how much that increased?
So hemoglobin mass or the red blood cell volumes, the kind of oxygen carrying components of the blood, that increased by 2 to 3%, which doesn't sound like a lot, but in the context of endurance performance, it's a very important gain. And the increase in VO2 max we saw was 4%. So definitely, while it may sound small, it's very meaningful for these athletes.
Yeah, and for a long time, there's been this perception that after exercise, you know, you should take an ice bath or plunge yourself into cold water. Does that have any effect?
Yeah, so the research on cold water immersion is more around recovery and kind of preparing yourself for subsequent exercise. That research is pretty inconclusive. I don't think it's very... there's a lot of clear evidence supporting the use of cold water immersion, but certainly heat and hot water immersion is increasingly being viewed as a performance enhancer, as well as kind of something that could also be a recovery benefit.
Okay, so you'd have a hot bath before and after, and it would help in general.
I would recommend anyone who's kind of willing to try this, maybe do it after your exercise bout. So you do your training, keep the best quality of your session you can, and then utilize the hot water immersion following a session to kind of capitalize on an already elevated core temperature.
Yeah. Now, there may well be people listening to us, Elliot, who aren't really high performance athletes, who maybe have only taken it up from the new year and dread the thought of going out for a run, but they do it because they think it makes them more healthy. So could they, if some morning they think, feck the run, I'll just have a hot bath, will they get the same result?
This definitely isn't something that can replace high quality training, unfortunately. We always recommend people do the training itself to the best that they can. And this is maybe something that's more the icing on the cake. But certainly if you're someone who might be a bit time crunched, you've got a family that needs kind of taken care of, and you can't rationalize getting out the house that day, maybe sitting in a hot bath could be a good replacement for maybe one session a week, but definitely not as a complete replacement for your training.
Oh, that's interesting. And I assume one can overdo it. You know, do you have any sense of, you know, what's the maximum one should stay in a bath for?
Yeah, so 45 minutes is a long time already. If anyone's kind of starting this out, I would recommend them maybe starting with a 20-minute session and building some of that tolerance. I probably wouldn't encourage anyone to go beyond 45 minutes to an hour. This is something that's quite stressful on the body. You get extremely vasodilated, so a lot of the blood goes to your periphery, and there are some dangers around if you stand up too quickly after that, you can become quite dizzy and woozy, and potentially risk fainting.
Okay, well, a good warning there
to be considered from that point of perspective. Yeah,
but,
definitely 45 minutes should be enough.
And when your test subjects got in, it was 40 degrees. Did you maintain that 40 degrees for the entire time they were in there, or did it cool?
Yeah, so we the temperature of the tub will naturally cool down. So we just increased or ran a bit of more hot water. These are, you know, the tubs that we use were typical bathtubs people would have at home. So some super accessible for people to use.
Yeah. Elliot, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Elliot Jenkins. He's a PhD candidate in exercise physiology at Cardiff Metropolitan University.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.